AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Tropical Storm Elsa is expected to soon develop into a minimal hurricane as the center of the storm moves up Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Pappin says the storm will come ashore along a path from Tampa Bay to the Big Bend area.
We are forecasting a little bit of additional strengthening over the next 12 to 24 hours, and so we are forecasting it now to be a minimal hurricane, or 75 mile per hour maximum sustained winds by landfall.
Rain bands from Elsa making the search difficult in the rubble of a collapsed condo building in the Miami area. 36 people have died. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says she's worried about the families of those still missing.
For the family members who are waiting and waiting, excruciatingly waiting for information, they know what is happening. They understand that the news of their loved ones may be tragic loss.
A funeral was held today in a Catholic church only blocks from the demolished building. 10-year-old Lucia and 4-year-old Emma Guara remembered along with their parents, Marcus and Annalie Guara. The priest conducting the funeral telling the congregation that some 15 other parishioners remain missing since the building came down nearly 2 weeks ago. 100 people, including 2 police officers, were shot in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend. 18 people died. The police department says 3 of the at least dozen children shot are in critical condition. An Afghan general says he wasn't told U.S. forces were leaving Bagram Air Base until after they were gone. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The final conversations occurred about 48 hours prior. Obviously, for operational security reasons, we didn't go into the exact hour at which all U.S. forces would leave Bagram.
Elsewhere in Afghanistan, Taliban attacks are on the increase. About 1,000 Afghan soldiers have fled across the northeastern border into Tajikistan. This is AP News. A ransomware gang is demanding millions after attacking a Miami-based software company with thousands of customers around the world. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Kaseya has been estimating the number of businesses compromised by the cyber attack is in the low thousands. But security experts say victims are still being identified, especially since the attack occurred over a long holiday weekend. Kaseya reports dozens of its affected customers are managed service providers, with multiple customers downstream. At least 17 countries were affected by the hack. Thousands of IT customers in Germany, 800 supermarkets in the Swedish co-op, more than 100 kindergartens in New Zealand, and 2 Dutch IT service companies. Kaseya is supposed to be issuing a security patch this week, and the White House is involved in trying to track down the culprits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
This is Troy Millings from Earn Your Leisure. On Earn Your Leisure, we're all about smart money moves, and here's one most people skip. Car insurance renews on autopilot, the rates creep up, and nobody tells you. That's what Insurify fixes. In about 2 minutes, completely free, you can see rates from more than 120 top insurance companies. And if there's nothing better today, they keep watching and notify you when there's a better rate. So go to Insurify.com. That's Insurify.com. Insurify.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.